you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
The Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I wanted to discuss something that has been really on my mind these last few weeks. And just because I've been overhearing some things in regards to relationships and have been asked questions and for advice when it comes to different aspects of relationships, when it comes to I was asked by a coworker, and then also just some things that have just been coming up within relationships with people who are very close to me and dear to me. So it's been on my mind these last few weeks, and it's been really, and I know this isn't a relationship podcast, and I'm not trying to dive into that, and I'm not trying to, I'm not a relationship expert, and I only have certain experiences. Just a few that I am able to share. And of course, every relationship is different and every person is different in a relationship. And it doesn't matter. You can be in an abusive relationship, even in a friendship. It doesn't have to be with a lover. It could be with just a friend. And I think that there, because of our society now, and there's different pressures through social media or just through wanting to look happy and wanting to look a certain and promote a certain lifestyle, that people get, you know, confused on what is it a healthy relationship. And some people think that just because someone, whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friend, whoever, gives you money or posts a picture of you on Instagram or something like that, that you guys are happy and that you're in a relationship and that it's okay no matter how they treat you. And that's been kind of on my mind. And so this podcast, I wanted to dive into and discuss the, and even if you're not in an abusive relationship, I think that you can learn something from this episode, because I want to discuss some warning signs of a potential abusive relationship or a potential partner who has tendencies that can be, whether it's physical abuse or emotional abuse. And emotional abuse can be things that they say about you, or can even be controlling you, controlling what you spend money on, controlling how you spend your time, and what you even to your career. There are some people who are in relationships with partners that they are allowed to work, or they're forced to work and then given the paycheck to the partner. So there's a lot of varieties of emotional abuse that someone can suffer from. It doesn't have to necessarily be put downs. There's other ways to control people that can be deemed emotional abuse. And then I also wanted to discuss what a healthy relationship is, and being, and you know, just relationship wellness within your relationship, whether it's with a friend or a lover. And then also some warning signs that you can look out for if you're suspecting that someone that you know, it may not be yourself, but maybe someone that you know, you may think is an abusive relationship. Just wanted to share some things that may, you know, pinpoint that, and then ways to kind of approach the situation, because it can be a very delicate conversation that you may need to have, or something that you're noticing that is just kind of like off-putting and you're just like, that's not right and that's not okay. So those are just a few things that I wanted to talk about in this episode. So I wanted to first start off with a healthy relationship. Like, what is a healthy relationship? And it first of all, I think that people believe that relationships, like if I hear, especially, I don't know. It's because I know, and it's not funny at all, but it, because, you know, when you're young, you think you're in love a lot of times when you're in high school, and you may very well, maybe at that time, you may be falling in love for someone, and even as an adult, but there's certain things that we think are okay, and we are not sure that it's a healthy relationship. And I think that sometimes just because someone tells you that they love you, which they what may or may not be true, you put up with certain things and you allow certain things to happen because they turn around and they tell you that they love you. And you think, okay, well, if they love me, then they'll change. Or if they love me, then it must be my fault. And I think that that's one thing that is a lie that people who are in abusive relationships tell themselves, that when something happens, whether they are physically abusive with you or there's a traumatic uproar or something like that, that they blame it on themselves. And first of all, I just want to let anybody know right now that if you may be in an abusive relationship, and if somebody is harming you or treating you terribly, it's not your fault. And especially if you try to be a good person and you try to be faithful in your relationship, but yet anything that you do is not right, it's not your fault, and that's not okay. And I really feel for you. So a healthy relationship is one in which you feel you're not going to be happy all the time, because there are going to be little arguments that you get in. There's going to be some misunderstandings and disagreements, of course, but you should feel confident and you should feel mutual respect. But what I mean by mutual respect is that it's okay to have differences, and it's okay to have different interests and different likes. And it's okay that you may have certain quirks, you know, and if you're in a relationship where you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend, or even married or something like that, if you guys are in an intimate relationship, it's okay to have different quirks. And mutual respect is also something that carries over into like friendships too. Like you may have a friend who is really into a certain type of music or in a certain type, like a genre of music, and you shouldn't put them down for that just because you don't like it. And just because you're not really into it, you shouldn't put them down for that. If somebody has a dream or an aspiration, you should value that as a difference, and it's okay. And you should never push boundaries. So if you are in an intimate relationship, or you're in a relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, a husband or a wife, and that you have certain boundaries that are set up, say for instance, you are in an intimate relationship and you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, he or she shouldn't pressure you to have sex. That's just what it comes down to. If you tell them that that's not what you are into right now, and that's not what you want to do, and you're not ready for that, they shouldn't press you. They shouldn't push boundaries. If you're a person who says that I don't like for you to call me after a certain time at night, especially, you know, when you're dating or you're young. When I was in high school, I had a rule where I couldn't talk on the phone after 9 o'clock at night. And if somebody is pressing me about that, and if a guy couldn't understand that and would try to force me to call him after, you know, and risk getting in trouble or something like that, you know, you need to respect boundaries and have a mutual respect for that person. You should trust the person that you're in a relationship with. You should trust your friends. You should be able to tell them things in confidence. You should be able to share secrets with them or share insecurities with them, and that they trust you. And you can trust that it will not leave them, and that they won't go spreading it around and use it against you. Because sometimes when you get into arguments with someone, people will use insecurities against you. And that's not cool. And that's not okay. And you should trust when your partner goes out with their friends. Or if you have a partner who and you're in a relationship with someone who travels a lot, you should be able to trust them that they're going to be faithful to you when you don't need to be with them 24/7 to know that they are dedicated and committed to you. And that kind of goes hand in hand with honesty. You should have an open line of communication. If something bothers you, you should be able to be honest with your partner or your friend and tell them, you know, that kind of bothered me when you said that the other day, and be able to discuss it and get over it or work through it. And being honest with them and not feeling that you have to hide from them or lie to them because they're going to get mad, or that they're going to be so disappointed in you that you're so that they're going to cut you off and not talk to you and not call you back or whatever it is. Because that, again, is kind of emotional abuse, that because you're so afraid of being honest with them because of how they're going to react, that you rather lie to them, or you'd rather just not say anything at all, or just, you know, you're hiding and you're not being honest. And another aspect of a healthy relationship is support. And this kind of goes back into, like, I kind of mentioned this when I was saying with the mutual respect, supporting your dreams and supporting things that you want to accomplish and not forcing you to change. Especially, this is something that I think happens sometimes when you're in a relationship and you're young and you're not young. It can happen at any age, honestly, actually. But say you have a dream to accomplish a certain career path. Your significant other, your friend should support that in you and not cause you and not want to cut short your dreams or tell you that you're dreaming too big, because it may mean that you have to move across the country or move to a different, move even just to a different city. They shouldn't tell you and try to hold you back. They should support you and they should be there to encourage you in your dreams. Another good thing about a healthy relationship is having separate identities. And I know that this can be kind of tricky because when, especially in the beginning, when you start dating someone or you have a new friend, you kind of want to do everything with them. You want to share new things with them. You want to invite them to concerts with you. You want to hang out. You want to just a lot of times you enjoy that person's company, enjoy the time that you spend with them. So you want to spend a lot of time with them, and that's good and that's okay. And it's good to actually enjoy your partner, your friend, and want to spend a lot of time with them. But it's also good to have separate identities. And what I mean by this is having some things that you don't lose yourself and you don't lose your friendships outside of the relationship because you're so focused that you're focused and worried so much about building the relationship with your partner that you forget about your friends, and that when they call you and want to go eat with you or want to go out with you or spend some time, come over and just spend time, that you're always canceling on them or flaking or just not making plans at all because, oh, I want to hang out with my boyfriend tonight. And this happens every single Friday night, you know, and just being able to have still your own identity and, making sure that you, if you're a person who you have to always, like you like to read and at night and that's how you wind down and just still, you know, cause you, and when I'm in a relationship, when I had a boyfriend, we would stay up talking on the phone late at night or texting at night before we would go to sleep because I was so busy during the day that a lot of times we couldn't talk during the day. So at night is when we would talk and have our time together. And so, but making sure that you have a good balance so that you don't feel that you're having to give up things that you enjoy to make the other person happy all the time. Now, yes, in relationships there are compromises, but it just has to be even and it has to be fair. It shouldn't be always you giving up things that you enjoy and canceling and changing your entire life to accommodate someone else who's not willing to also make certain compromises and change certain aspects of their life to accommodate you as well. So I'm going to cut it to a quick break when we come back. And when I come back, I want to discuss some warning signs in abusive relationships, because sometimes we think that a person, like I said, loves us. And so we make certain allowances for things and behaviors that are not healthy and that can lead to a very potentially dangerous and abusive relationship. So you are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline. We will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. In this podcast today, this episode is dedicated to wellness within your relationship. And I'm kind of focusing today on abusive relationships. Now, there is physical abuse, and I think that that's one type of abuse that is, one, never acceptable at all. You should never make an excuse for someone who's hitting you, kicking you, choking you, shoving you, slapping you, anything like that. You know, I know that there are some people who are in relationships that their partner thinks it's okay to pull their hair or to snatch them and things like that. That's not okay. It's not okay at all. I don't care how much they tell you that they love you or they blame it on you, because nobody deserves, whether it's a friend, whether it is a loved one, it could be a family member, it could be a partner that you're in a relationship with. They should never physically abuse you. And you should never physically abuse someone else either. You shouldn't, just because somebody frustrates you or makes you a little upset or disappoints you or doesn't follow through with something, you should never aggressively put your hands or your feet, bite them. You should, that's not okay. And so that is the first thing that I wanted to say when it came to abuse, especially physical abuse. It's never okay. It's never all right. It's never excusable. But then there is also mental and emotional abuse. A behavior that could be considered emotional abuse, and I kind of mentioned it at the beginning of the episode, but is controlling your finances. Now, I'm not saying having like a joint account if you're married or dating someone and you've been together for a very long time, or budgeting together because you guys have plans and you guys want to travel, or there's a home that you want to buy or a car that you want to buy. That's different, you know, building up your credit. And somebody, perhaps you get into a relationship with a partner who has really good credit and has a really good good history as far as their finances are concerned, and getting advice from them, it's always a good thing. It's always a good thing to be financially well and to have wellness within your finances. But what I mean is controlling what you're spending on and getting very upset and mad, or perhaps always questioning down to the dollar what you're spending things on, or giving you an allowance and saying that even though you're working for your own money, they take your paycheck and say, oh, you can only have X amount of money this month. And then if you want to get something different or you want to gift something to someone, and they're always questioning you about that, that's a type of emotional abuse. If they humiliate you or yell at you, whether it's in public or in private, and putting you down all the time, if you feel afraid of your partner, that's a sign of abuse. If you're afraid to discuss things with them, if you're afraid to open up to them, if you're afraid to just talk to them, anything that can be a sign of abuse. If you feel that you're never good enough, if you feel that you can't do anything right in the eyes of your partner or your friend, if you feel that you're just, you know, just, you may feel depressed. You may just feel that you're worthless because of your partner or to your partner, and that you feel that nothing that you do or try is ever good enough. If they put down your opinions and your accomplishments, say you just got promoted at your job and you're very excited and you want to come home and you want to share that with your partner, and they're like really flippid about it, like, oh, that's fine. If they're very jealous and possessive, there's a difference between your partner being concerned about your whereabouts and say, I was just talking to a coworker because her boyfriend called where we work, and because she stayed after work longer and then he expected her, and it was late at night. And so he called and he was like, is everything okay? Did she leave yet? Because it's very late and it was raining and things like that. And so he was like, I'm just wondering if she's on her way home, if her phone died because I couldn't get a hold of her. If she's still there at work, that's fine. But I'm just concerned because he was worried because it was late at night and it was raining and she hadn't returned his call. There's a difference between that and somebody keeping tabs on you. And there are people who are in relationships who they check the miles on the car and they calculate how many miles they should be going to and from when it comes to work and things like that, and questioning extra miles, or controlling the time that you go out, or controlling who you see when you go out, and telling you can't hang out with certain people because they don't like them for whatever reasons that they may have. Even if it's like, it can even be your family, cutting you off from your family, cutting you off from the people that you talk to. your phone, your cell phone, monitoring you and making you feel that you have to ask permission just to go have lunch or just to go to the movies with a friend. That's not okay. That's abuse. And telling you that you're not allowed to do certain things unless they allow it. Okay. And I think that some people think that it's attractive that someone like a partner is always. And like I said, it's a difference when you are checking in or you like if you're meeting up with your partner and you're running behind and they text you like, is everything OK? Are you still on your way? That type of thing is different than being upset and angry because you're running a little bit behind. Like you call them and you tell them, oh, yeah, there was more traffic than I expected. And then they get really upset. That's not OK. It's not OK. So those are some things that if you are feeling you may be in an abusive relationship. And like I said, again, I'm not a relationship expert. I am not. These are just things that are warning signs. And if you have a friend or a loved one who you see kind of has to deal with this, if every time you guys go out, they're always stressing about how late they're out or how long they've been out. And they feel that their partner is going to get mad at them because they didn't return a call or something like that, then, you know, maybe your loved one or your friend is in an abusive relationship. These are warning signs. Now, if it happens every once in a while, I think people kind of dismiss it and they say, oh, he's just like that, or oh, he's really. And I think that this happens a lot of times. I'm really sorry to say this because I don't want to make it seem like it's one sided. But sometimes girlfriends will tell our friends, oh, that's so cute, he's always worried about you and things like that. But if your girlfriend, like if you're a really good friend, is always stressed because their boyfriend's always stressing them about where they are, that's kind of questionable. Okay. And so we have to cut it to a quick break, but when we come back, I want to discuss ways that you can help someone that you know that may be in an abusive relationship, ways that you can help yourself if you feel like you are in an abusive relationship. And we'll wrap it up when we come back. So you're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. We will be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. So we are getting ready to wrap up this episode of the podcast, the Wellness Within Your Relationship episode. And before I do, I wanted to give some other little warning signs that your friend may be being abused, and also ways to help yourself if you feel that you're kind of in an abusive relationship or you're seeing warning signs of an abusive relationship. Now, I know when you've been with someone, no matter the length of time, it can be hard to break up with them, or perhaps you have children together or you live together. I totally understand that. And I know that for some people, it's easier said than done. But there is help for you, and there's ways to get help. It doesn't matter whether it's physical abuse or emotional abuse. It can have a lasting impression upon you, even if you do get out of that relationship or you get away from that person. It can still linger. Okay. And so there is also for you, I wanted to share the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799-7233. And so that's a hotline for you that you can call, as well as visit the International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies, because there is also that's online. There's a list of helplines and crisis centers worldwide that you can visit. So it doesn't matter where you are, that you can get help. And also talking to a trusted person, someone that you trust. And we always tell kids when we're growing up, we tell kids, you know, if somebody's bullying you, or if somebody's mean to you, if somebody hurts your feelings, if something is not right, to talk to a trusted adult, right? We always tell them, tell a teacher or tell the counselor. We, you know, if you go to church, you say, tell someone at church, someone that you trust. We tell kids this, and that's still true when you're an adult and you're in an abusive relationship. So tell someone that you trust, tell your mom, tell your father, tell your grandparents. I don't know, someone that you can love and that you know loves you back. And if it may be a boss, maybe you have to tell your boss. When you go to the doctor, I know that when I go to the doctor, they'll ask you have to fill out like a questionnaire, and it's really good because you can either write it down or you can let your doctor know or the nurse know that you feel unsafe in your relationship, or you feel just unhappy and that you need help, and they can get you help right then and there when you are at the doctor. But if somebody does come to you, or if you're noticing that your friend may or may, you know, you're seeing some warning signs that they may be in an abusive relationship, never belittle them. It doesn't matter how nice their partner is to you. You could be saying, no, Jerry is such a nice guy. Samantha's so sweet. I can't ever see her doing that to you. Or I've never seen anything. I've never seen her yell at anyone. She's so kind. How? Because that's not okay. You can't tell them just because someone's not treating you poorly doesn't mean that they're not treating their partner poorly. And so never dismissing, especially if they come to you, never dismissing or always making sure that you validate their feelings. You may need to document certain things or record statements, because that can come back and help you later on, depending on how the situation escalates. If it ever goes to, you know, court or something like that, if you need it, then it's been written down and it's been documented, the date, the time that the person shared this with you, or and what it is that they shared with you. If somebody is coming to you and you see your friend has bruises and they can't explain, and it's like, how can you get bruises like this? Or you see someone and just physically something is not right. If they have bruises or a broken arm, or they say, oh, I just fell, and, you know, it, unexplained problems that physically and ailments physically, pictures, or driving them to the doctor if you feel comfortable enough, or if they're willing to allow you to do that. And that's another thing, is not, you got to be careful that you don't dismiss what they're telling you, or dismiss what they are, how they're feeling. And just having, sometimes just being an open ear and encouraging them. And also, you may need to make the initiative and say, well, can we go to the doctor, or can I point you in the direction of someone who can help you? Again, like the crisis hotline and things like that, a professional that can help them and get them advice and get them help. It may be that you have to bring them home. Maybe they're trying to get out of an abusive relationship, but they have nowhere else to stay. So offering, even if it's a couch for the week, that can really help someone get out of an abusive relationship, or finding them someplace that they can stay. If they're in a relationship where somebody is always tracking their funds, it may be that you have to check them into a hotel under your name and things like that. So there's a variety of ways, making sure that you do not belittle them, belittle their feelings, that you don't tell them that, like I said again, well, I can't see so-and-so acting that way. If you're noticing that they're isolating themselves, if your family member is isolating themselves from the rest of the family, if they don't want to go out anymore, if they're somebody who is always enjoyable and always full of life, and all of a sudden they're acting more depressed or more reserved, they're not opening up to you. If you have like a relationship where you're very close to that person and you're used to sharing secrets and telling each other about each other's day, and then you realize that they never want to talk, you realize that they're not allowed to talk to you anymore, because that's another thing that abusers will do, is cut off people who are close to them, because one, you're going to encourage them to leave them. Two, they're going to open up to you eventually. And abusers know that. So they start cutting off loved ones and cutting off people who are going to stick up for the victim. So that's another warning sign. If you have a really close relationship with someone and all of a sudden they're not allowed to talk to you anymore, or they quit returning your calls for a very, and they never have a reason why. And they just say, oh, because, you know, they just don't have a reason why. That's another warning sign. Being there and encouraging them, making sure that they know that they are worth so much more. And if you are someone who prays, and if they believe in, if they're religious, maybe just praying for them and encouraging them to take that next step to get out of the relationship. If it's really that serious, then they really should be leaving that relationship, because nobody deserves to be physically or emotionally abused ever for whatever reason. And telling them that and being straightforward and being honest with them and saying, this is not okay. What you're dealing with and what you're going through is not right. It's not normal. It's not okay. It's unacceptable. At the end of the day, you deserve so much more, no matter what they're telling you. Because sometimes people who are victims of abuse, they feel that they can't do better and that it's their fault. And that's not true. You can do so much better. And they may feel, oh, nobody else could ever love me. But that's a trick that the abuser has, like a spell that they put them under. Because there are some people that will tell you, nobody's ever going to love you. Nobody is ever going to do for you what I do for you. You're lucky that I even want to be with you anymore. And that's a lie. It's a lie. It really is. And so that's going to do it for this episode. I just want to encourage you that if you see that a loved one that you know may be in an abusive relationship, to gently approach them and talk to them about it, but also understanding that they may not open up to you right away. Okay. And just trying your best to keep that open line of communication, so that when they need to reach out to someone that they know that you love them and that you are there for them. And then also, if you are in an abusive relationship, you deserve so much more. And I hope that soon you will be able to take that. And I know it's a huge step, but getting out of that relationship, no matter what age that you are. And if you are a teenager or someone who is young, somebody who, just because they post you on Instagram doesn't make it love. Okay, it does not make it love. And so I just want to encourage you to be well within your relationships, whether it's a friendship. And it may mean that one of your friends, you have to cut them off because they're not a good friend to you. If they're always lying about you, telling your business to people, emotionally abusing you, making you feel worthless. You should never feel worthless in any relationship that you're in. So that's just my hope for you and my encouragement to you. And I hope that soon you will be able to get out of that relationship and work on rebuilding yourself. So if you want to listen to this episode again or any future episodes, past episodes of the podcast, you can find me on the GSMC Network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. It's been, I hope that this encouraged someone. So you have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.